Continuing from what we were saying yesterday, Refersh in the Collected Writings, Volume 3, it says something so beautiful, powerful, and poetic. Human life then moves along the two different sectors of a circle. The day sector, its events being the product of the free creative activity of man. And the night sector, where man appears as the passive object of the cosmic influences. There man is the power and the world is his material. Here he is the material and the universe is the power that masters and molds him. Put simply, during the daytime we are active and during the nighttime we are passive. And this is absolutely reflected into our tefillos. Says Rav Monk, indeed, the morning and evening services in their entire content and scope correspond most faithfully to these contrasting characters of day and night. Just look at Shacharis for a second. The whole tefillos HaShachar has the imprint of gratitude, of liberation from the grasp of the night. What do? The first part of Shacharis is brachas for the rejuvenation of the body and soul. That's your Berachas HaShachar. After that, we have Pesukei Dezimra. What is that jubilating chance? Glorifying the splendor of nature. Then we have Birkas Kriya Shema and the Shema, which is all of the historical reflections of Klal Yisrael being thankful for our redemption from Egypt, from the dark night of the Golos. And especially, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yud Beis, there is total difference in the morning and the evening. Kol Shalom, says Rav, Kol Shalom, Emes V'Yatzav Shacharis, V'Emes V'Emunah Arvus L'Yatzav Dechavos. You've got to say Emes V'Yatzav in the morning and Emes V'Emunah at night. Rashi and Tosfos on Brachas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis say the following. What is Emes V'Yatzav? Emes V'Yatzav that we say every morning, that's referring only to the mercy shown by Hashem to our forefathers in the past, taking us out of Mitzrayim, dividing the sea, etc. But in the evening, Emes Ve'emunah is talking about the future. It's talking about the future Emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep his promise to us. And it is trust and will free us from the power of tyrants and oppressors. HaMadricheinu Obama Yisei Ve'iniv Yarem Ka'aneinu HaKol Seineinu, etc. He's going to sustain our lives, he's going to let us overcome our enemies. Emes Ve'emunah is all about the future. And therefore, Shacharis is all about chesed. That's the main idea. We say in the morning, Gomel Chasadim Tovim L'Amo Yisrael. In the night, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look after us through the nights of our lives. Shema Amo Yisrael Ad. Alpi Kabbalah. This is how it works. The day is a time of Midas HaChesed. What does that mean? Each one of us is in full possession of our liberty and our power so that we can strive, we can perfect ourselves. To become an image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol. The night, on the other hand, that's when we're vulnerable, we're unprotected, we're exposed to the elements. The night is a time of Midas Hadin. This is how we're meant to relate to Shacharis. This is how we're meant to relate to Maariv. We'll see how Mincha comes into it. Shacharis is glorious. The whole day lies ahead of us, full of potential. Maariv, we're going into the unknown. It's a dark night. We need to hold tight. It's a time of Shmira. But there's so much more to say on this.